What's up, friends? I'm here with Sama Alam Naylor, Senior Developer Advocate at Sentry. So we've been working with Sentry for many years now, and I love Sentry. We use Sentry. It's so helpful for us. But we don't write many bugs here at Changelog. We're just that good. But I do say often how many teams use Sentry. And that number has grown over the years. It was 40,000, then it's 70,000, then it's 90,000, and now 100,000 plus teams use Sentry. Numbers don't lie. Check the NASDAQ scoreboard. Can you believe that, Sama? What are your thoughts on Sentry's impact to software teams?
Do you know what? I'm not surprised. It's a quality product. And I'm not just talking about that because I work for Sentry, but because I've used Sentry. And I think its success is also due to the fact that it supports over 100 SDKs and frameworks. Like any programming language you want to use, unless it's ridiculously obscure, Sentry's got an SDK for that. Whether it's an official maintained SDK or whether it's a community SDK, there's a way that you can implement Sentry in your project with a few lines of code. You don't need to really do much to get its benefit. And I think that's really powerful also in showing that people want to make Sentry work for their frameworks or their languages of choice because it works. And the fact that you can self-host Sentry as well, it shows how valuable it is and shows how valuable Sentry knows it is to people. The fact that it's open and out there and you can use it and configure it to your specifications at the code level if you want. And if you want to not bother about that and pay for it, then you can do that too. I'm not surprised, and I'm not surprised that it's growing. I sound biased, obviously, but it's the best error monitoring solution I have used in my dev career of many years. And as a front-end dev, it feels intuitive. I think a lot of these error monitoring solutions are very back-end focused. They're very stack tracy and not really geared up with a good developer experience. Like, here are some logs, here are some things to spit out. You can read them if you care. But with Sentry, it seems to appeal to more developers because of the way it's been engineered. The amount of SDKs that are available makes it appeal to more developers. And you can get started in Sentry in so many different frameworks in less than a minute. And all the instructions are in the app and they point you to documentation if you need it. It's, you know, a joy to use. And so I'm not surprised that that many people use it.
I'm glad you're not surprised because I'm not surprised either. It's an amazing tool. We love it. We use it. Go to sentry.io. Use the code changelog. That will get you $100 off the team plan. It's basically 3.5 months free or almost 4 months, but code changelog will get you $100 off the team plan. Use it, love it, Sentry. We love it, sentry.io. That's S-E-N-T-R-Y.io, sentry.io.